We had discussed and we're going to be deciding the issue of the siman that we have been discussing for quite a while, siman gimel hanovis beis akisei. But the last issue we spoke about before Tisha B'av related to a din of shulchan aruch in siman kuf dalet. At the end of siman kuf dalet, the mechaber paskins. Ain't a posik will the Kaddish will the Dusha, El Yishnok, the Echabin, Masha Omer Sheach Tzibur, the Eka Onet. This is the Machlokes Rashi Tesis that's found three times in Shas, in Maseches Brochus, in Maseches Megillah, Maseches Sukkah, namely that if a person is davening Shmon Esrei, the silent Shmon Esrei, and the Tzibur is now beginning Chazaras Hashat. So now when he comes to Dusha, what should he do? Machlokes Rashi Tesis, a famous Machlokes regarding the Din of Shomer Ka'oneh. So, La Halacha we paskin like the position that's mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch, that you're quiet and you stop your Shmon Esrei, your silent Shmon Esrei, and you listen to the Sheach Tzibur and you have intention, Masha Omer Hashat, V'yehei Ka'oneh. And the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is whether Shomer Ka'oneh, Ka'oneh Mamish is considered to be Dibur, and if that were to be Dibur, be a Hefsek in your Shmon Esrei. But obviously the assumption is that it's not Kedibur. It's just a strategy, it's a ploy, it's a stratagem to be able to be yotze the kedusha of a Sheach Tzibur. But it's not considered to be a hefsek.
Does that mean you say it in your head?
You don't have to say it anything, you just listen. By virtue of listening, the same halacha that Shomer Ka'oneh applies in when you hear Kiddush on Friday night and Kriyas HaMegillah and the like, the same thing of Shomer Ka'oneh. So the Bi'ah halacha there has an interesting question that he raises. The Yesh La'ayin. Liminogeno, he says, this is in Kuf Dalet. Liminogeno, the Sviolon, the Avogad, the Shomer Ka'oneh, Enu Kedibur Mamish, but it's just a strategy that one could be Yotze, the Kedusha. In Nechor HaYotzorach LeMikavov, Veshoa Shechaber HaTzio B'Tfiloso. And here's the question. The question is, let's say, for whatever reason, the person is a Chele, the person is not able to daven, so the din is that someone else could be Motziu, and that's the Sugya, actually, at the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. So let's assume we're talking about a chole that is not able to daven. Someone is being motzi him in tefillah, and now someone is tzarich l'nikavah b'shor shechaveh otzi b'tfilosa. Can you be yotze through the din of shomer ka'oneh? Because here you are tzarich l'nikavah. He's a presence here in Shmon Esrei from somebody else. Is he yotze? That's the Mishnah Berurah's question that he raises here in the Bi'ah Halacha in Siman Kuf Dalet. And the Mishnah Berurah actually first wants to compare it to a Balkeri. The Gemara in Brachas is Nachof. Da'apti l'inyan Balkeri osik shechaveh motzi b'tfiloso. Efshar the Balkeri chomer tvei. Maybe the Balkeri is more chomer than this halacha of someone that's nitzrach l'nekavah. So you have a suffix in the Bi'ah halacha. As I mentioned, this suffix of the Shomer Ka'oneh is osur in the context of someone that's nitzrach l'nekavah. So we mentioned last time that the issue is the question of hirur. Can a person, in effect, be maharer? So going back to Siman Tzadik Beis that we've been more or less examining pretty carefully, the Ramah here commented, the Ramah said that someone who's nitzach l'nekavav is also the Talmud Torah. The Mishnah Berurah writes right away, Kolshkein, b'kriya shema, b'lishar brachos. And now the question is, when the Ramah said the Talmud Torah asur, so what are we referring to? We're talking about someone learning. What about shmiya? What about hirur? According to the Ramah, Nitzrach L'Nekavah, would Hirur also be included in that as well? So there's a riot that Achrenim bring from the Gemara in Yevamos, the Samadal of Ebeis. The Gemara there talks about 60 people who heard the Shurim of Rav Huna. And Kanere Rav Huna was very marich. So there's a marker to be marich, right there. So the Gemara says Rav Huna was very marich in his Shurim. And as a result, the Gemara says that no one left the Shir. They didn't go to the Shirutim. Even those that were perhaps nitzrach, that had to use a facility, they did not do so. So, even though we're talking about, we mentioned there are three levels, that's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah seem to sum up three levels. Again, the level of Yochel Hamad Atzma Parsa, which is Ad Shivim Mishnayim Dakot, till 72 minutes, the Shir of the meal. The second level is that person does not have the capacity to be Lahamid Atzma Parsa, so the other halacha is that you're not allowed to Dabin, you're not supposed to engage in Ram Shir Kedusha. The first level of Mechaber Paskin, the Chatchila, you shouldn't daven, but the evidence you're allowed to. The Gabbai Dabar Shekdusha, the Mishabura, Kosa Machlekes. And then the third level, which is about the Shaks of the Ice, so that's the Gemara Makkos, that's the last Mechaber over here in the Simin Gimel, Hamashi Nekovah, where we should about the Shaks, so there's no question, that's a Din Daraisa. So the Gemara Yavamis tells of the Shir of Rav Huna that were lengthy in nature, and 60 Talmidim were listening to the Shir, and even though it's clear that some of them were not able, the Hamid Atzma Mad Parsa, they already reached the second level, and they remained there. They remained listening to the Shir. So what do we see? That apparently, that you're allowed to hear Divrei Torah, even though you're Nitzach Lenekovah. It seems to be a Raya Mufureshet, a Gemara Mufureshet that would indicate that they're listening to the Shir, even though they were Nitzach Lenekveyim, and because the halacha is that's permissible. The difficulty with this is that it could be that we're talking about, might even be there were those who are holding a Balsha Shaktu. Gemara doesn't really explicate, the Gemara doesn't delineate with precision what level they were at in terms of Nitzvah Lerikovah. So it could very well be maybe Balsha Shaktu, which we know is also an issue of Okar. And the question there was obviously the Kavod Abrius. Since the Rebbe was saying a Shir, they didn't feel it was appropriate, they didn't think it was proper to leave in the middle of the Shir. So we're talking about, again, Mishum Kavod Abrios, the Isur is Nitche. The problem is that Mashin the Kavod, if it will be the level of the Isa, that's already the most Chomer. One has to go Miyad immediately. And so it could very well be also that, as I said, the reason why they remained is because of Kavod Abrios instead of the Acheretz for the Rebbe. But maybe one could argue, we don't even know. And certainly we can extrapolate from Zmaneinu Anu. There are many times where Rabbanim say Shiurim, and as I said quite often, Rashi and Brachas, luckily, Aznayim Bakaisa. Luckily, the walls have ears. And therefore, at least you're speaking to someone. So maybe some of them were not listening. Those that were Nitzvach Lidikveyim simply Lohikshibu. They didn't listen to the Shir. They didn't leave because Mishum Kavod Abrius, but perhaps they simply were not listening. They decided not to be attentive because of this issue of Nitzvach Lidikveyim. So it's not 100% Mukhrach, this halacha, as I said, but this is a question that Mishabura raises over here. And the issue of Shomei Ka'oneh, and there's also, again, as I said, with the Mishabura, regarding other areas that we spoke about already, in the Bi'a Alocha here, quoted this Yerushalmi, here in Simi Gimel, Yerushalmi that the Bi'a Alocha extrapolates from Yerushalmi Megillah to our situation, namely Hischilu Beheter. Once the section that I began Beheter, the Alocha is not allowed to continue, but once I complete that section, I can't go further. It means I'm davening Pesukim the Zimra, and the person is Nitzrach Lenekovah, so the halach is he can't go to Baruch Hu. And it continues. Baruch Hu, again, then we're talking about Birchas Kriya Shema, I'm Nitzrach Lenekovah, even before Shemon Esrei. Shemon Esrei, I can finish Shemon Esrei. Again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gemara, Yerushalmi Megillah is divided into sections, and Mishnah Berurah, we mentioned, wants to extend that, extrapolates from there, to our halach of Nitzrach Lenekovah, which we indicated, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is chalek on that, because he indicates Ma, Inyan Shemitah, it's our Sinai. These are two separate halachas. They have no connection with each other whatsoever. One is the din davar shebikdusha. Then you divide the everything into sectors, into different sections. Mashenkin over here, it's a different halacha entirely. So often, as I said, that you have this situation in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, or the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah. They're reading the Megillah on Purim, and suddenly a person is Nitzrach Lenekovah. So if he goes to the Shevutim, he'll be Masik Kriyas HaMegillah. He will not hear a good segment of the Megillah. So can you go ahead and remain there and listen to Kriyas HaMegillah? And that seems to be the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. Is there a din of Shomei Ka'ina ben Nitzvach Lenekovah? And the same thing applies to Kriyas HaTorah, even though Kriyas HaTorah b'Pashtus is a Cheves Sibur, it's not a Cheves Yochid. The risk is I'm very makbid on Kriyas HaTorah. A number of times I've been in Chutz Laaretz and missed a Pasha, and so I arranged to have a Pasha read. It's happened to me several times already. Once in California, and once in Muncie, and a few other places, a few other cities, and I arranged to have a Shal Shudis, and I actually paid for a very hefty Shal Shudis, Chaticha Ruel Iskabe, so I would have nine people listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Well, I read the Kriyas HaTorah, so I shouldn't miss it. But Pashup Shad takes this in Seitan, takes this in Brach, is very clear that it's not a Cheves Yochid, it's a Cheves Siva, the Pashas of the Amban, and the Mishnah Megillah, when the Mishnah lists all the items that require a minyan, so one of them is Kriyas HaTorah, there's no question that it's a Cheves Siva, not a Cheves Yochid. This is a famous machlokes between Rav Chaim Riske, who claimed that's not the Pshat of the Ramban. He held that Rabban held that Zechev Esochid. That's why I heard from Rasul Avenji Zatzal a number of times. But when you read the Rabban, at least as a lay person like myself, so you get the impression Zechev Astibur, that's a Mashmos in the Mishnah as well, in Megillah, that lists all the items that require in Sibur, seems to be a Zechev Astibur. So let's say one is in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah and is Nitzvach Lenikovah. So again, the question is whether maybe there's a chil between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. Maybe in Kriyas HaMegillah is a din of Shomeka Eina. Could be by Kriyas HaTorah, there's no halacha of Shomeka Eina Bechalal. It's a din of Shomea, but not Shomeka Eina. Perhaps there's no such halacha as Shomeka Eina, because Kriyas HaMegillah is a chaybas yochid. Each yochid has to hear the Megillah, Mashenka Kriyas HaTorah, as I said, is not a chaybas yochid, it's a chaybas sibur. If you look in Siman Tzadik Beis, the Mechaber also brings over here, in Tzadik Beis, it's chilu beheter. So you can complete that chaylag, and he gives you a number of examples. But more or less, we have discussed, and just to sum up, that in the beginning of Siman Tzadik Beis, yeah.
In Kriyas HaMegillah, there's a din of Shmiah as well. This is the longest
in the Bahag, quoted by the Texas. Many Achrayim have different pshat in what the Bahag is. The Bahag holds that an Isha, even though the Gemara says that Noshim Chayavos V'Kriyas HaMegillah Avshein Oyi Baisa Anes, Avishur Malay Mis Halacha, that's quoted a number of times in Shas. We have the Dal Kesis, we have the Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah. The Magid Mishnah over there contends that it's based on the din of Pesumi Nisa. That's the Mechana Mishutaf, that's the common denominator of all these. So the Bahag, how does he deal with the Gemara? Noshim Chayavos bin Mikra Megillah. Shteitach in the Gemara, Mikra Megillah. Pretty clear statement. The Chayim and Kriyas HaMegillah. So he says, he's Bechala between Shmiya and Kriya. There are many Pshatim in that Bahag. Achreinim have a field day. Each one says a different Pshat. But whatever the case is, you are correct. There is such a notion, the din of Shomea, as well regarding, but generally we assume that Kriyas HaMegillah is based on Shomea Kriyana. That's how the Pashas and Gilad Achreinim. And unlike Kriyas HaTorah, where there's no such halacha, there's the din of Shomea. And as I said, that all Hayotzi called Vareinu, that it's clear that, and this may sum up the entire discussion that we've had for the last 2 weeks, namely that the chatchila, a person should be careful regarding the kiyas aguf. And a person should be biting himself, should be careful to examine himself. And once you do so, we saw the other day in the Chayodom, and it's also, whether it's a chiyav, that's where the Chayodom writes, it's a chiyav actually for a person to prepare himself early. What does early mean? Hachana is an hour and a half before davening. Maybe it's not so realistic, where a person should actually prepare himself to make sure he's taking care of his bodily needs before he goes ahead and approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hikal Nikas HaLakach Yisrael, Tzedin and Hachana, that's required prior to Tefillah. But as I said, the Mishnah Berurah does not take it as a Chayv Gomu, the way the Chayodim writes. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's a proper, appropriate kind of practice, a Tzedavik HaMashbalan, that one should follow that particular practice. So here, we have, essentially, we have gone through a fair amount of halachas that relate to this din of Siman Gimel, and now we're going to turn to Siman Dalet, which is the dinim of Al-Matiyas Yadayim, and this will also occupy us for, shall we say, more than a bit. Probably, I would say, in the area of 1 month. So, when you look at these halachas of Al-Matiyas Yadayim, right away, the Mishnah Berurah actually, the very outset, quotes a famous Machlokes HaRishonim. This probably is the most important Machlokes that relates to this issue that we have to be not only cognizant of, but we have to examine very, very carefully. We'll see actually that this Machlokes HaRishonim has many, many nafkaminas la'alocha as well, in terms of how we paskin, and in terms of halacha la'maisa says, it's simply practical halacha with reference to this notion, this concept of Netziyas Yadayim. So we'll start actually, but let's read the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, and then we will, Biz Hashem, make a number of ha'aras that are relevant to this halacha. Mishnah Berurah begins, first the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Yirchatz Yadov, V'yivarech al Netziyas Yadayim. And that's a mitzvah d'abonon. It's mentioned by the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Daf Samech, the Gemara there. We noted this already quite a while ago. The Gemara actually presents the litany of brachas. The machlok is actually between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Machlok is HaRishonim. Those brachas that we say in the morning called Birchas HaShachar, so they include as well the bracha of Al-Matiyas Yadayim. There the Gemara says, Sheposech es Einov, when a person opens up his eyes, so he makes the bracha Bokeh HaChibrin, when a person puts on his clothing, He makes the bracha Malbush Arumim. When he washes his hands, he makes the bracha Avam Matias Yadayim. So you see that there's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, Mubarach al Matias Yadayim Kol Yom. That's the pashas of the Gemara. It's interesting, when the Rambam quotes his halachas, so the Rambam lists all the Brichas HaShachar, and he includes Brichas HaTeir as well. And as I mentioned, that the Gemara seems to indicate that each bracha is associated with a particular pa'ula, a particular activity. Namely, that these brachas have a status of Brichas HaNen. In general, we assume that these brachas are Shach Vaidah. So what we do today is that we have gone and more or less collected all these brachas, and we say them in one fell swoop. Either you say it at home, or you say it in shul. Many are makbid, actually, that the Shliat Tzibur will say these brachas out loud. People will enter amen to these brachas. I think many shuls are knowing like that. It's not the minhag yeshivas, that's for sure. Often the minhag yeshivas is that they start davening actually at the shtabach, the baruch hu. That's really where tefillah b'tzibur begins. That's based on the Rambam, perek tesel l'tefillah. Also mashmos of the Rambam, that's where tefillah b'tzibur actually begins at that point in time. But we see that there's, as I said, a mitzvah the rabbanan to make a bracha l'tias yadayim. So the question is, mitzad ma? What's the basis for this mitzvah the rabbanan that the Gemara speaks about? Poshib shat, that the Gemara does not speak there about Ruach Ra. There's no discussion in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach about Ruach Ra. That's a discussion in Masechet Shabbos, where the Gemara actually invokes the idea of Ruach Ra. It's also found in the Zohar. But as I said, it's not. We're not talking about a Birchas HaMitzvah, seemingly. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, because again, just like when you have the Tias Yadayim, because we're worried about Melech Zdemis, let's say Mayim Achreni. Mayim Achreni, Gemara says Chayva, it's quoted by the Mechab and Shulchan Aruch, and Tesis points out in Brachas and Chulun, Tesis says that not today, because we don't look at Melech Zdemis. However, there are those who follow Menog Yagro, Amachbir, Mayim Achreni as well, because the Gemara gives a second reason, the Mayim Achreni, the Gemara Darshan Tzukim, Viz Kadishim, Visim Kadishim, Viz Kadishim, Eilam Mayim Shoinim, Visim Kadishim, Eilam Mayim Achreni, and therefore, even if the first reason is not relevant, there are other reasons. It's Yadua that the going held, Meshech Chochma quotes this a number of times in Per Shalat Torah. There are many reasons for the positions that Chazal took in many areas. We don't know all the reasons that Chazal have. I mean, the best example that we always utilize is the example of the issue of fish and meat. The Gemara says, Chamira Sakanta Misura. So now the question is, B'vaneinu Anu, is that Sakana relevant or not relevant? Even I remember my father, Shalom, when we used to learn Shnayim Bikur Vechatagim together as little children. So when we came to the issue of eating Macholim Derakshevim, so my father told me that the reason why we should not eat non-kosher food is to prevent trichinosis, all types of diseases that might come about as a result of eating food. The Gemara says actually in Shabbos, we had it recently, Lafayemi, that the reason why that Goyim are mizuhomim, because they eat shkotzim rumosim, because they go ahead and eat things that are not kosher. And the Pasuk says, the Chumash already, twice in the Torah describes the dinim of macholos asuras, or once you eat macholim sherim, both in Pasha Shmini and Pasha Surei. So we have two different reasonings that are given over there, but again, we don't always know what the reasoning of Chazal is, and therefore, people who are very medactic in following Divrei Chazal, as I think one should, don't come up with all kinds of explanations, even though some of these explanations are found in Rishonim. So back here, the din of Ruach Ra regarding Tzias Yadayim is mentioned by the Gemara in Shabbos. But when the Gemara in Brachas presents the Halacha together with litany of all the other Brachas that a person makes, the Gemara does not discuss Ruach Ra. There seems to be a din, the Rabbanon, that once you go ahead and, of course, and once you make Tzias Yadayim and make a Bracha. But again, the reason why, for example, by Mayim HaKadim, you don't make a Bracha, because in general, the rule of thumb is that you don't make a bracha something which is mishum sakana. Again, that's not considered to be something to avert a sakana, to avoid a sakana, and that you don't make a bracha, to negate something which would be problematic from a health perspective and the like. So, but here, there's clearly a basis for Chazal, the Gemara in Brachas, that once you make a bracha on Tesh Yadayim in the morning, and it has nothing to do with Rach Ra. No connection whatsoever. There are two separate sugars in Shas, one in Brachas, one in Shabbos. The one in Shabbos deals with Ruach Ra. The one over here in Brachas tells you, together with all the other brachas that one makes the bracha on the Tias Adayim. As I said, it's interesting that the Rambam included Brichas HaTeira in this category. That's what the Brisko Rav called Rav Chaim Briska, a very famous piece that the Brisko Rav held. The Brichas HaTeira has a din of a Brichas HaNenin. Pashu Pshah, Brichas HaTeira is a Brichas HaMitzvah. Asher Kedishon, Masoy Sev Sivaru, Lasa Gudir Yisera. And as I pointed out yesterday, one of my shurim that I said, doesn't say Lilmud Torah, Lasik B'Divrei Torah. The mitzvah is Lehisaskus. It's a shir I said last night on the Parsha, that Lasik B'Divrei Torah implies that there are two aspects to Talmud Torah. One is, of course, Beis Halevi has three dinim in Talmud Torah. One is a means to an end, one is an end in itself, namely Lilmud Torah, there's a din of Limud B'Fnei Atzmo, and the second is Halacha of Limud Amanas Lasik. Because as we say, Lilmud Olamig Lishma V'Lasik, so the Kayim, one should learn Torah in order to know what to do, how to act, how to behave, and that's certainly a means to an end. And the Nafkamina brings a number of Nafkaminas, the Beis Halevi, the most famous Nafkaminas regarding women in Talmud Torah. Because we saw Mem Zayin, the Mechaber Paskin, Lashin, the Baruchot Bechas HaTeo, we said, the Magad Avraham, the Mishtabura, the Halacha, whether it's because the Halacha is that they're chayim to learn, or whether it's because of the Korban Tomid, that a woman is obligated to say every morning, the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. But the two aspects of Talmud Torah are very significant. Namely, one, the mitzvah to learn Torah, that's a Bechas HaMitzvah. And the Rambam includes that in these litany of brachas that the Gemara has there on Daf Samech, the Gemara on Daf Samech on the Bay. So he includes this Birchas HaTorah. So from there, the Rizkara brings a Raya, the Shittas HaRambam is like the Mechaber, namely that these are Birchas HaNenin. When I do a specific Pagula, when I learn Torah, before I'm learning Torah, I have to say Birchas HaTorah, it's a Matir, in order to be able to learn Torah, so that's a Birchas HaNenin. Of course, it's also a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's also Shech Vaido. But he says, what does that mean? That the bracha is made, the lashon of the riskers, on the chetzer shel Torah. The chetzer shel Torah requires a bracha, whatever that means. But it's a kind of birchas hanenin, apparently, and that's a raya from the fact that are included in this michlol of brachos that I mentioned over there by the sugya in Masechet Bracha. So here, as I said, when we say lasik b'divrei Torah, not lilmud Torah, because the mitzvah is not simply lilmud ha-Torah. The mitzvah is hisaskus b'divrei Torah. And Hisaskus has an element of that through the Torah one becomes Dovig and Hashem is Baruch. It's not simply being studied for intellectual calisthenics. That's the Gemara in the Dorm on Pei Aleph. Amo of the Ha'arichel Bercha Batera Tchilo. And the Rambam explains over there because they don't learn Torah the Shema. What does it mean they don't learn Torah the Shema? They did it for, as I said, intellectual gymnastics, intellectual calisthenics. And that's not the ideal of learning Torah. The ideal of learning Torah, of course, is at the same time that one is learning, one is understanding. One also has to be recognized that that one is trying to be achieve a connection with Hashem Yisbarach, Vani Kiras Elokim Lintoy, that's Lasek, the Divrei Torah. So now going back to this issue, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here at the very beginning. He says, Yesh al zeh shnei tamin. There are two reasons, the Mishnah Berurah says, for why we go ahead and wash our hands. Harosh kasav, v'shiyadayim shel adam askani yosei. Means the person's hands are constantly busy. There's no way that a person will not come into contact in the course of the night that his hands will become lo nikios, his hands will be not clean. And then the Chazal required netilas yadayim. And the Rosh, of course, is the Shitasa. This Rosh is found in the Rosh in the Masechta, in Rochus, it's also found in the Chuvas Rosh. And he holds, actually, before every tefillah, in yadav eno nikios, a person is obligated to wash his hands and to make a bracha. That's a shitzosh. We don't pass it like that. We're machmir to wash your hands before every tefillah. That's a very clear halacha psukah. People are not always so medactic about that, but they should be medactic about it, not just in the morning, but also before mincha, also before maariv, that one should be medactic to wash one's hands. And the Rosh held halacha that not only is there a chiv, it's a chiv, a bracha. One is a chiv to make a bracha before one davens. But others assume not like that. Others assume that dafka, the chiv, a bracha, is only in the morning, when you're the end of the kiosk, when your hands are not clean, and therefore that's when you're mechuyah to go ahead and make a bracha. So this is the Shitas HaRosh, and he writes further over here that because, as I said, yadayim askan yosein, because the person's hands are not clean, v'yevsha shaliga b'basa b'tuna b'alayla, l'zeh tiklu chazal bracha al netila l'kriya shema b'litzvila. Then he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, the Rashba. The Rashba has a second time, also a very well-known Rashba, l'visha b'shachar, Achar Hashena Anu Nasim Kibriya Chadosha. The Ksiv, that's the Pasuk, Chadoshim Labikorim Rabbi Munasecha. We just read it, Megillah Secha. So that Pasuk, Chadoshim Labikorim Rabbi Munasecha, that Pasuk, even though there's what to talk about this Pasuk in terms of what the Pshad is, but the literal Pshuto Shabikra, Chadoshim Labikorim, that in the morning there's a sense of Ischachus, there's a sense of renewal that a person has. And Rabbi Munasecha, that Amuna once again is resuscitated. That Amuna is once again brought to the fore. Tzvichamanu lahogaslo yizbarach shebaranu lichvedo lishosu lavarach shmai. This is, of course, a great opportunity that all of us have to say Hodot Hashem Yisbarach, that we have the opportunity to be Meshores, to serve Hashem Yisbarach, with the Baruch Shmo. Those are that whole group of Birchas Hashachar that the Gemara has in the Asabach and the Beis and Brachas. V'chein gam dover zeh, tikna v'ashachar, v'hiskadeish v'kdushoso, v'lito yadeinu marakli, and then he comes with the coup de gras, the Rashba. Namely, what is the analogy? The analogy that he draws, that he invokes, similar to a kohen shemekadish shodom and akir kedem avodoso. This is a kohen gadol on an ongoing basis, who's mekadish yodom and akir, and so too everyone is about to begin the avodas hayom. Of course, it's not per se the avodas hayom of the kohen, but rather it's comparable to that, and therefore it's a chiyuv and tias yadayim, and that's why chadosha labkorim, we become a bria chadosha. We are in effect created anew every morning, rabba emunasecha. That's why one is obligated to go ahead and wash one's hands. So right away, the if you look actually in Siman Dalet, you'll see it. Mishnah Berurah quotes it right now. We paskel like both positions, that of the Rosh and that of the Rashba, v'cheshesh l'chumra for both shittas, namely we are noti yadayim, but we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha unless both the rationale, the Rosh, and the rationale, the Rashba, are operative. If both of them are not operative, we're not going to make a bracha. Matter of fact, if you look in Sifu Gimel, so you'll see over here, this is a well-known issue, namely Leil Shavuos. This is relevant to Leil Shavuos on Shavuos night. So the Mechaber addresses this issue right over here in Siman Dalet, Hayaner Kol Halayla. Person is awake the entire night. So the halacha is Yesh lehistapek in tzorach lito yodo shachris lispalel ulahavir ruach ruach mi yodo. He has a suffix whether one is obligated to be notel yodo. So the Ramah says v'yitlein below bracha, that one should go ahead and wash one's hands but doesn't make a bracha. So again, according to the Rosh, that the whole takon is based on yodai maskaniel, saying that my hands are preoccupied. So therefore, this is similar to someone she'er kalayom. Instead of being, not only is he er kol hayom, he's er kol halayla. He remained awake the entire night. So therefore there's no chash, we're not worried about yodai maskonios. But according to the Rashba, since we're talking about birchas hashachar, which is birchas hashevach, shevach v'ozo, that even if a person was lying in bed, so the halacha is he's still going to make all the birchas hashachar. So therefore the Rashba says, loy plug, because neshama, we say Elokai, neshama shenasati v'dahirahi, every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores our neshamos. HaMachzir neshamos to go on Mesim. At night time, we have a status of a peger, Pegarin Mesim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning restores our neshama. And therefore, someone, She'er Kol HaLayla, according to the Rashba, will still be Mitzchayim in the Baruch Hu, Malkias Yadayim, unquestionably. But since the Sofik, therefore the Halach is Bechesh and Shita Sarosh, and will note the Yadayim without a Baruch Hu. That's what the Ramos says over here in terms of this specific Halach. So it comes out, according to the Rashba, Mishnah Berurah says over here, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, Shabruah says the normal matzav of Yadayim Maskonios is only under the following circumstances, where a person is Yashin b'mitoso shinas keva, person sleeps a shinas keva, then chazal v'choshesh to this issue of Yadayim Maskonios. And therefore, many Achronim said, the question is what's called a shinas keva? That's a whole discussion. As found actually, the Mishnah Berurah has this discussion, and many Achronim have the discussion. I saw actually a very nice tshuva in the Or Letzion. I was like actually to hear in the 70s shiurim from him, Rav Ben Tzion Abashol Zatzal. He was a ish kodosh, like a malach Hashem tzvokos, shoygli b'chol ha-Torah kula. So he has in the Or Letzion, he has in his tshuvas actually, shinas keva is more than a half hour. They're different shitas, exactly what shinas keva is, but someone who goes to sleep a half hour al mitaso, so in the morning he's going to break these brachos, and let's assume that a person, there are people who don't go to sleep. They're on their shtender. Halavai Eitzel Kulanu. Maybe we should have such a position. So I'm not of that ilk. But anyway, assuming that there are individuals who are in that position and they fall asleep on their shtender, so that's the question. Now, is that called the Shinas Keva al Mitosa? Pashtus, it's not. That continue to be a Shinas Keva al Mitosa, or let's say one who falls asleep at a table, and one falls asleep on something that he's leaning on, whatever it may be, and Pashtus, he would not make a bracha about the Tias Yadayim, that's not included in Chinas Keva Bitoso. This is a very famous issue because it's an issue that comes up actually, as I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't relate because he didn't have such the technology in his days was not there. When did Wright create the airplane?
100 years ago.
How many?
Not
100 years ago. 100 years ago. On a plane. A person goes to sleep. I don't know. Whatever kind of sleep a person is able to do on a plane, I'm not too successful. Is that called Shinas Keval Mitosa? There's a lot of discussion about this. The Mishnah Berurah actually here gives an Eitzah regarding Leil Shavuos. That the Mishnah Berurah tells you that you should go to the Shevutim, you should go to the washroom, go to the privy, bathroom, and then you should touch different parts of your body that normally would require you to have the Tias Yadayim, and then go be Meshavshef and be Mekaneach yourself. So despite the fact you were Erek Kol HaLaila, but since now you went ahead and created a situation where you're the Venom Nikios, where your hands are no longer clean, so then that would require you to go ahead and wash and make a bracha. Give you an Eitzah, how to handle the issue of Leil Shavuos. So too, if you fall asleep at the Shtender, there's a similar Eitzah. Again, that's what I would go ahead. And it's Nogea to a person, as I said, who sleeps on a plane. And sometimes a person can sleep 6 hours. Many people tell me they take sleeping pills. All kinds of things like that. I'm always frightened to take sleeping pills. Medicated sleeping pills, it's one thing to take, I think they have a vegetable origin. Sleeping pills are vegetable origin, that's what I was told. What's it called?
Melatonin.
But many people don't take that. They want to have a good night's sleep, so they take the real McCoy, the authentic article. They sleep for 12 hours, they tell me the entire flight to the United States, they're able to sleep. And now the question is, if a person's, let's say, in the backseat of the plane, so then maybe that might very well be Shinas Keval Mitosa, because it actually you probably can, I don't know if there's a wall behind you or not, but you can perhaps move it back to the point, but generally speaking, in the cattle car where I sit, so where you're sitting actually in the cattle car, as I call it, on the plane, so even if you're reclining a little bit, not really, usually the person behind you is also has stretched forward, and the person in front of you, the same, so you're sort of constricted in a considerable kind of way, and that's the question is that called Shinas Keval Mitosa? That's a tumult in the Achrenim. So you're going to have to go ahead and do the Eitzah that I mentioned to you, namely Asiyas Tzrochim, before you go ahead and make a bracha, for Al Tzias Yadayim. And the Mishnah Berurah brings actually another Nafkamina. The Mishnah Berurah calls the second Nafkamina, where a person gets up early in the morning to learn. Let's say many people get up at Daf Yomi, or they get up to learn an hour or two before davening, and then they daven. So then, unquestionably, you're a Bria Chadosha, and that's what the we mentioned in the name of the Rashba, Chadoshim al Koran Rabbi Munasecha, the person is obligated to go ahead, and under those circumstances, a person would have to wash his hands. If he washes his hands, and in effect, you make al Tias Yadayim, then you learn Torah, so then, before davening, after you finish learning, an hour or two, whatever you did, then you go to the Shevutim, then you're going to go to the privy, you go to the washroom, go to the bathroom. So according to the Rashba, that the reason is Bria Chadosha, so in effect, he already made the bracha 2 hours before. Again, but the earlier, much earlier, he already went through this process. Mashenka, going to the rush. The Ikra Chiyuv is based on what? And based on Yadayim Askani Yosem. So Yomuchiyuv, once again, in the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Bi'a Alocha says, what should a person do? So he writes in Bi'a Alocha, Mishnah Berurah tells you that he should not make bracha on Tias Yadayim when he gets up in the morning, but he should wait till after he learns. It means after a person learns for an hour or two, then he should go to the Shevutim, then a person should go to the go to the washroom, go to the privy, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. But according to the Rashba, he's mechuyav to make a bracha the moment that he gets up in the morning. So the Mishnah Berurah says he'll make al Tias Yadayim together with Brichas HaShachar, because that's enough if you include all the brachas together, the entire litany. I think many people have that practice as well. They'll say the entire michlol of all the brachas. So one who wakes up early to learn and knows he's going to use the bathroom again later on should wait to make the Tias Yadayim together with the Brichas HaShachar, because of the Rosh and the Rashba together. Again, we're always trying to combine these two to the extent that we can. But again, this is we're talking about, and we'll just end with this, that it will be enough time between the time he gets up in the Shirutim. Most people, what they do is they get up in the morning, they wash the Negel Vassar, they go to the bathroom, come out to wash a second time. So then even according to the Rashba, you can make on Tias Yadayim, because it's summer to the first netilah. Mishabru has a problem only if there's a hiatus, if there's a pesek zman between the kima and the tias adayim of the bath and afterwards. But if it's only 5 or 10 minutes, even according to the Rashba, the Chura, it will not be a problem. And as I said, this is discussed at great length in the Bi'al Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Sure.